Welcome to Conversations in Care, the flagship radio program of the CARE Radio Network. The radio program dedicated to covering... Welcome to Conversations in Care, the flagship radio program of the CARE Radio Network. The radio program dedicated to covering senior health topics, chronic conditions, and self-care. Using the simple act of conversation, we can create awareness, establish a course of action, and design a community of support. Conversations in Care was created from the many conversations throughout her 18-year involvement as a dementia practitioner, care advocate, and your host, Tammy Newman.
Hello, everybody. It's not Tammy today. It's Tony Fisher covering for her as Tammy is on an adventure in Taiwan. More on that in a moment. But first, I would like to thank her for allowing me to guest host the show today during her very special and important trip. Today we're going to talk about, as my vast experience as an elder care coordinator, we're going to talk about four easy steps that you can do to plan to have a plan to age in place in your home, wherever that is comfortable for you, whether that be in assisted living or whether it be in your home, in your private residence. We're going to talk about ways that you can plan for that, just a real quick way to get started and give yourself some peace of mind. We'll also be hearing from The Point at Kilpatrick, our title sponsor for the month of September. There's a 10-minute interview that Tammy did with them that was very enlightening about their properties and their programs. And I will, at the bottom of the hour, I will let you enjoy Tammy's voice for about 10 minutes as she conducted that interview, and we have that recorded, pre-recorded for you here tonight only on Conversations in Care. Also, we will talk about what Tammy is doing in Taiwan. Tammy is in Taiwan following the Grand Riders in the subject of a new documentary coming out and opening in October in New York. So something you can catch. The movie is a documentary by director Hu Tenhao. He is came through the Shenzhen University of Department of Radio and Television and began making films. And this is his documentary featuring the Grand Riders, and you will see what he learned about them and their lives in the movie as they travel up the Taiwanese coast. And Tammy's out there with movie promotion and also to experience what they experienced in bringing some of those concepts, the Bulao movement, and bringing some of the those concepts back to the United States to help our seniors here through her company, Silver Dawn. So we'll be excited to hear about that. Hopefully she can call in. What I'm going to do and let you guys know is that, the connection where she's at in Taiwan is pretty difficult to get connected. So it might be difficult to hear her when she calls in, and I'm not sure when exactly she's going to call in, if she does at all. But if not, well, I will try to cover that as best I can, and then we will cover it again on a future show. So the other thing I wanted to do before we got into the nitty-gritty of planning for aging in place, I want to thank our sponsors, whom without Conversations in Care would not be possible. First of all, our title sponsor this month, The Point at Kilpatrick. Thank you, folks, so much for your trust and for supporting Conversations in Care. Also, Culinary Care, TheBeats.org, Peace Hospice, and Seniors Blue Book, and Hurricane Marketing are all great sponsors that have been with us for a while now, and we really appreciate their support of Conversations in Care and the good that it does, bringing support and resources to caregivers around the world through the magic of the Internet. Okay. So now that we have the housekeeping out of the way, and I'll just remind you that Tammy could be calling in at any time. We're going to try to get her. Let's talk about aging in place. Aging in place is probably a concept that most of our listeners have heard of. And basically what that means is comfortably and with dignity, aging in the place that you want to be in, whether that be a residential home, like I mentioned before, or an assisted living, some place that you call home that you want to stay. And aging in place involves getting the services that you need right where you're comfortable in order to avoid changing a transition as far as moving to a new place, or avoid frequent hospitalizations, which is so important in today's healthcare system. Everyone's focused on avoiding hospital readmissions, and that's something that the very old concept that's been around for probably about a century now, aging in place, is now starting to really play big in today's healthcare system. So what do you need to do to age in place? Well, you need to have the services come into your home, and sometimes that can mean home care services, that can mean hospice services, that can mean a visiting physician coming into your home. All of those things are possible, but you need to have a plan and to think about these things ahead of time before you end up having a situation to where you're having to face a transition without the appropriate plan. So let's talk about how to initiate the plan. Step number one, you need to contact and talk to the people in your family that you trust to help you make healthcare decisions and or enforce the healthcare decisions that you make for yourself. So that can be a difficult conversation to have because a lot of times it involves planning for a future crisis that no one wants to think about. Nobody wants to think about their mom or dad or their grandma and grandpa getting sick and having to go to the hospital or to the nursing home or being incapacitated where someone else needs to make decisions for them. So it's really difficult conversation to have with your family, but it's one that you need to pull everybody in and pull all your caregivers in to make that conversation happen. And the result of that conversation should be you deciding on and communicating an advance directive to your family. And an advance directive, I'm sure, is another familiar term that people have heard batted around, but maybe don't know exactly what it means. Very simply, an advance directive is directions given to healthcare professionals in advance of a life-threatening emergency or in advance of a crisis. So if you wanted to deny or refuse any particular treatments, you list that in your advance directives. Now, typical things for this are, I don't want to have a feeding tube, or I don't want to have, if I'm brain dead, I don't want to have additional life support. Those are common things that people put in their advance directives. But you can actually put any type of treatment based on your personal preference or your religious preference. You can put any of those types of things in an advance directive so the caregivers know not to perform that particular task on you. So a lot of folks think, okay, cool, I went and got the little advance directive paper online, I've printed it out, I filled it out, and I'm just going to take that with me, and that should be, and I've signed it, and all my wishes are known, and I'll just give that to whoever I go to the hospital for. Here's the problem. Advance directives on their own have no legal teeth. And a good elder law attorney will tell you that you need to have some legal teeth attached to that advance directive in order for it to work. Otherwise, the hospitals, because there's no legal teeth to the document, hospitals are constantly going to question that, giving people, if, for example, if you are someone who has denied and who does not want to have resuscitation in case of a life-threatening emergency, called the DNR, do not resuscitate. The doctors and nurses will probably ask the person who's next in line or your decision maker or your appointed advocate, are you sure you want this to happen? And that's a really difficult spot to put family members in. When you're having a life-threatening situation, you have a do not resuscitate order, and then the nurse or the doctor turns to the family member and says, are you sure you want this to happen? And you can change your, and the family member could change their mind and probably will in the face of a life-threatening crisis, seeing someone they love fighting for their life. And it'd be very easy and probably justified for that person to kind of go back on what they know to be the wishes of the person who's having that crisis. So you need to have some legal teeth with that advance directive. So placing that in some form of documentation attached to a legal legal power of attorney document or living will can help give that legal teeth and help give a little more accountability to the person you've put in charge of making those decisions for you when you're in a life-threatening situation. So step number one, sit down with your family and develop an advance directive. That is the most important thing. If at the very least you do, if you do nothing else, having that conversation with your family will be very important and go a long way to helping make a smooth transition for that. Step number two, look at the types of services that are available and determine which ones you're comfortable with. So this is a difficult step because a lot of people don't think, you know, people go out to on Sunday and they're like, hey, you know what, we're going to go around the car lots and we're going to peruse and we're going to look at new cars and see what kind of new cars are available and maybe go for a test drive in them. No one says that about nursing homes or assisted livings, but it's something that everybody, when in developing their plan for aging in place, should do. They should look at these services and understand them and understand which ones they're willing to have and which ones they'd rather not have. Because they're, you know, a lot of people think that when it's time for the nursing home, it's time for the nursing home, and there's no turning back on it. When, in fact, there's many other options that are available for folks who don't need 24-hour nursing care other than the nursing home. You can have a lot of things that are about similar cost in relation to providing care that can be done. That can be done right in your home instead of having this to go to a nursing home. So that is something that it, that should be considered. But the only way you're going to know about those types of services is if you go and explore them and really evaluate them. So it'd be worth it to, you know, have your, you know, the person that you want to be your power of attorney or your close family members go around with you and do some touring. The folks over there will be happy to, even though you're not someone who's going to come in right away, they'll be happy to give you a tour and have you look around any of their assisted living facilities or any of their nursing home facilities. You might find, for example, our title sponsor, Point of Kilpatrick, is a supportive care facility that has all of the levels of the continuum right on site. And that might be something that appeals to you, where folks who are completely independent can start living there and then, you know, all the services are there for them as they age. Really kind of, you know, focusing on the aging in place scenario. So that's something that is, you know, on your tour you might find a place that can help you right now. But it's something you would never know if not. So step number two, after you've evaluated those options, step number three is to write down on paper and share with your family members what options you're comfortable with. as a nursing home admissions director for going on, it was like 5 years of my career spent in nursing home admissions. I can tell you that people come in and they're upset and they're sitting there and they say, my mom made me promise that I would never put her in a nursing home, and now I'm having to break that promise. Well, you know, sometimes it's necessary completely necessary, and there's no other options for someone to be in a nursing home. Other times, people are in the nursing home because they've failed to explore any other options as well. So, you know, sometimes family members feel that guilt in relation. Maybe they don't know what to do and they feel helpless and they feel like the nursing home is their only opportunity. But others, feel that they're being held to a promise that they can't keep. And that promise is probably really based on old stereotypes about nursing homes. So having the opportunity to tour, you might understand how nice some of these communities are, how independent some of the people are that live there, and how it might be something that is suitable a lot sooner than you might think, and as far as maybe getting some help around the house, getting some additional services that's needed to help you age in place. All of those things can help, are available at some of these facilities. So, you know, step number three is writing down which services you're willing to have and under what circumstance, and which places that you like that are in your community. So families know if that ever comes up and they have to pick three places, they know that you've looked at a few places and check them out. So it's about quarter after the hour now, and you folks have been listening to me for a while, and I really appreciate that. But now I'm going to bring on some of our sponsors, and we're going to hear from them. And in a moment, we will talk about the most important step, step four of your aging-in-place plan.
Residents feel at home at The Point at Kilpatrick. Our community provides seniors 65 and older the opportunity to maintain their independent lifestyle without the worries of taking care of their own home. Our all-inclusive package features fine dining, weekly housekeeping, laundry, support with daily living, and a host of activities. We invite you to tour our community at The Point at Kilpatrick in Crestwood, Illinois. Call 708-293-0010 to set up your personal tour today. A financial assistance program is available to those who qualify.
When you or your loved one are diagnosed with a terminal illness, you enter a time in your life that's more challenging than any you've faced. This season of life can be very confusing, frightening, and lonely. You find yourself dealing with strong emotions and may struggle between hope and fear, doubt and faith. At Peace Hospice and Palliative Care, we understand. We're passionate about our calling and help each individual live as fully as possible. Our aim is to be a caring and professional team that provides end-of-life care while preserving your dignity and enhancing the quality of your life. For more information on how Peace Hospice and Palliative Care can help, please call us at 630-649-7630 or visit us at peacehospice.net. And start putting your mind at peace. Just like mom is there to make you a bowl of soup when you're sick, Culinary Care is there when you're fighting cancer. The Chicago-based nonprofit organization delivers complimentary meals to ensure individuals fighting cancer don't have to worry about feeding themselves or their family. It's a simple mission with a profound impact. Learn more at culinarycare.org.
Okay, welcome back to Conversations in Care, where we're talking about developing your aging-in-place plan. Step one was to talk to your family about advance directives and even write an advance directive. Step number two was to tour and evaluate the types of services that are available in your community so you have an understanding of what those services are and whether or not you're willing to utilize them. And then step three was writing down your services and that you wanted to choose in case of illness or in case of recovery from an illness. And it's a situation where it could help out making that decision. And I paused here because I think we have Tammy Newman on the line. Tammy, is that you? Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, Bluey.
Okay, I think we had a prank call there. A little Howard Baba Booey style there. It's great to be honored with the Baba Booey prank call there. So we really appreciate that. Thanks, caller, for that. But anyway, let's going back to step four of your plan to age in place, and that is to contact an expert. An expert could be somebody who is an elder care coordinator. In relation to, someone who is looking for a situation to where the that expert is someone who's in the community and someone who understands the types of services that are available in the community, and they can help you through the transition in that community. There is also an elder law attorney, that you can focus on working with, putting some legal teeth to that document that you're putting in place, including advanced directives, powers of attorney, choices for health care, and then both the elder law attorney or an elder care coordinator can put those plans in place for you and then help you decide on what type of funding you're going to need to be able to purchase those services in the future. So if you're concerned about protecting your assets, passing some of your assets down to the next generation, it could be a situation to where you have some things protected in an irrevocable trust or something of that nature. Okay, we're going to try this phone call again. Maybe it's Tammy. Maybe it's just another prank call. We'll see just a moment. Hello, caller. Thanks for calling Conversations in Care.
Yeah, I just got a quick question. Do you have to sell the house off? Can they keep the house to get on Medicare, or do they have to sell the house?
Well, it's actually Medicaid is what you're speaking of specifically, and Medicaid is the long-term care portion. Medicare covers short-term care type of coverage. So if you're in the hospital for a short-term illness, or if you are in a situation where you have to go to a nursing home for subacute care, that Medicare covers that, but Medicaid covers long term. And in some states, depending on which state you're in, they do require you to sell the house in order to start paying for long term care services before Medicaid. So, what state are you in, sir?
In New York.
In New York? I'm not sure about the law in New York. I will have to look that up for you, and we'd be happy to do that here while we're on the air. But, some states do have, at the very least, Medicaid, I can tell you, and something that's uniform to all states, is Medicaid has a five-year look-back period in relation to divestment of assets or moving assets around. So if you have a situation to where you've quick claim deeded your house to a family member in order to kind of spend down your assets, or you've given large cash gifts to family members, and it's within 5 years, Medicaid will often penalize you for that before starting to pick up coverage in a long-term care facility. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I got one more question for you. What do you think of Howard Stern's penis?
Again, honored to have a Howard Stern prank call there. He asked a serious question in the beginning, and kind of fooled us there at the end. So, again, we appreciate your calling into Conversations in Care. Anyhow, we are talking again about the step four, and it's contacting an expert. And that expert should be able to help you, you know, put some legal teeth to your plan and then execute that plan moving forward. Now we're going to move on to our pre-taped interview with The Point at Kilpatrick. The Point at Kilpatrick, again, is our title sponsor for this month's program. And it's a great supportive care facility. Tammy did a interview with them previously and wanted to share some of their services with you and the listeners. And this being the last day of the month, we wanted to remind you about the types of services that are available at The Point at Kilpatrick. So here is Tammy Newman and The Point at Kilpatrick. And when the show intro will run in the beginning of this interview again, so don't be alarmed. We're not starting the show over. It's just a segment of the show for today. So, again, here's Tammy and her interview with the staff at The Point at Kilpatrick.
Welcome to Conversations in Care, the flagship radio program of the Care Radio Network. The radio program dedicated to covering senior health topics, chronic conditions, and self-care. Using the simple act of conversation, we can create awareness, establish a course of action, and design a community of support. Conversations in Care was created from the many conversations throughout her 18-year involvement as a dementia practitioner, care advocate, and your host, Tammy Newman.
Hi, everyone. I have here with me Peg Spear, who is the Regional Marketing Director for The Point at Kilpatrick. Peg, thank you so much for being here on Conversations in Care.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, I know a little bit about The Point at Kilpatrick, but I really want you to share some great things about The Point. And one of the things that I first wanted you to share with us is the fact that it's a supportive living community, and maybe you could really educate us on what that is.
Well, what that is that if a senior moves into our community, they don't have to have any fear of being displaced if they run out of funds. And I think that is about the most exciting thing about it. So our seniors can continue to stay there even if they can't afford to pay privately. Their apartment rent and their care would be then based upon their monthly income. So, say our private pay rate was in the, approximately around $3,500 a month, and their income was somewhere sitting around $1,000 a month. We would then base their income on that $1,000, I mean their rent on that $1,000. And what we'll do for them is we'll, before we calculate their rent, they can still continue to pay any supplemental health insurance they might have. Say they're paying $100 a month for United Health. We would then take their $1,000 and deduct that $100 that they're paying for United Health, and we would then consider their income to be $900. At that point, we would calculate their rent to be $810 a month. They would keep, basically, they would have $90 left for their personal needs, and then they would still receive all the benefits, all the care that they were receiving prior to running their assets down and not having any more ability to pay privately.
You know what, I think that's one of the things that I do like about supportive living communities is that once someone does enter some sort of care situation, oftentimes there is that fear that I may be displaced because I do not have the ability to pay. So now there's another move that's in the process at some point in time. So I think that's really important to understand about supportive living. Now, one of my other questions is when someone goes into supportive living, do they have to meet a certain criteria to be accepted into a supportive living environment?
Yes, they do. It is required that they be at least of 65 years of age And they have to be able to continue to be independent enough to live in their own apartment. You know, this is not a nursing home. This is an independent community, but with support. I liken it to living in a resort for the rest of their lives. Because we'll come in and we'll clean their house, we'll do their laundry, we'll provide all their meals for them and cook for them. And then, of course, we'll even provide activities and fun and socialization and all sorts of that sort of thing. And yet, you know, they still have the support and security of having somebody there 24 hours a day, somebody who can assist them with their medications, somebody who can assist them with their activities of daily living, be it showering, toileting, dressing, grooming, all of that care can be provided. The only time that they might be at risk of, you know, having to move to a, possibly a higher level of care is if they're no longer able to be safe in their own apartment, if they became a risk for wandering or combative from a dementia situation. Otherwise, they could, hopefully, that would be where they could remain to the rest of their life.
You know what? Actually, I think I want to move in because I would like somebody to do my laundry and take care of the house and cook my meals. So can I know I'm only 47, but can we make an exception for me?
No, ma'am, absolutely not. You must be 65. But I certainly understand and hear what you're saying because it is a wonderful place. I think just having the socialization and the opportunity to where they're not being alone, what happens oftentimes for seniors is their world shrinks around them. Their friends have, you know, maybe passed away or their family isn't next to them where they can check on them often enough. And then there's the fact that they're not maybe cooking for themselves the way they should. They're just eating, you know, convenience foods and not having proper nutrition, maybe forgetting to take a medication or two. And this will develop and a crisis situation could arise. And then they end up in long-term care versus being able to continue to be independent in our community with the support that we provide.
You know what, I think this is such a fabulous idea because I think you're correct. So many people, their world does change as they're living at home. And what I've seen often is that people go into a community such as yours and they end up flourishing because they do have that social interaction. And I've definitely had the pleasure of being at the Point of Kilpatrick. And it is one place that is buzzing with activity all day long. And I think that is something that is really important because when someone moves in there, they now have a new set of friends, a new set of things to do, and really a reason and a purpose to really continue living. And I think that's an important piece of what you provide.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree with you there. And it is buzzing. And there's a lot of common areas where even if an activity isn't going on, our residents gather together. And then they get together and visit. And we even have some activities that are led by our own residents, you know, like a resident who maybe calls the bingo. We have a delightful resident who does a crochet class. You know, so we have a lot of our residents who are absolutely capable of continuing to be active, et cetera, but they're there for the support, the help with the meals. Maybe they're having a little bit of trouble with mobility or other issues that certainly doesn't negate them from being independent in their own apartment, but it might from being alone in a home, you know, without the support that we provide.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that is something that is wonderful about any type of supportive or assisted living community is that they have that ability to still remain independent as long as they can be independent in a really great place. Now, one of the questions that I do have for you is, what do you feel makes the Point at Kilpatrick a little bit different than another assisted living?
Well, I think our supportive aspect, I'm just going to go touch back on that for just a moment. If you enter into a private, strictly private pay assisted living community, and you think you've saved enough money and your resources are, you know, adequate, you know, to begin with, but the good news is you live longer. And then all of a sudden your assets start to go down. And then you can continue to stay with us even if your assets are as low as $2,000. So I think that that's a huge part of what the Point of Kilpatrick has to offer, as well as, you know, that security, but also the fact that our staff is devoted to our residents, that we're always working to improve the community, always striving to find new ways to have better activities, have more outings, have more adventures for our residents, to provide better meals. You know, we have a meeting with the residents every month where they get to pick, or, you know, their menu for the month. They get to have a meeting every month, we call it Resident Council, where they can say the things they like and the things they don't like, suggest activities, suggest different things that they might be interested in. So our residents are very interactive in what goes on at the Point. So I think that that makes a significant difference. I mean, part of that is, I think, being a supported living community, we are very in tune with our residents, having a voice, having a say, coming to us and sharing their thoughts. And we take that information and we try to grow and we try to improve. And that, to me, makes a big difference.
You know what, and I think that you can tell that your residents have a say in what they'd like to see within their community. I've been in many, many different communities over my 20 years of working in this industry, and you can tell by the interactions that not only do they have with each other, but also that they have with the staff, and how active everyone is and how much they're wanting to be a part of that social scene that is there at the Point. And definitely you can tell that you as a team, your team at the Point really takes their views into consideration. And I think that's really important, and it really reflects in what you do. Now, before I let you go, Peg, I want you to tell us, how can anyone listening today, how can they get in touch with you at the Point at Kilpatrick?
Well, they could get in touch with me by calling 708-293-0010. They could also ask for our marketing director in the building, who is John. And John is there every day. I'm not there every day, but because I do work between more than one community. But John is there representing the building all the time. So you can always reach out to him as well. And we invite anyone to come by for a tour and to, you know, see what's going on at the Point and learn more about us.
Thank you so much for taking some time out to be with us here on Conversations in Care. And I'll make sure that all of this information gets posted to our Facebook page and our website as well. Thank you once again for being with us here on Conversations in Care.
Thanks for having me.
Again, we'd like to thank our title sponsor, Points of Kilpatrick, today for sponsoring us in September. Again, we really wouldn't be able to have a show without you, and we appreciate your support. So if you were interested in getting more information about the Point at Kilpatrick, you can find their link pasted all over our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/conversationsincare. Another Facebook page you're going to want to go and like as well, and has some great resources, and it's very exciting, is Silver Dawn. It's www.facebook.com/Silver Dawn. And Silver Dawn is one of those programs that is up and coming. Tammy Newman happens to be very involved with Silver Dawn, and they are over in Taiwan right now experiencing something with a group called the Grand Riders. And the Grand Riders is a group that started in 2006, and they started traveling up, making a 1,000-plus mile journey up the coast in Taiwan on motorcycles. And it spurred a movement in Taiwan called the Bilao Movement. And the Bilao Movement, Bilao in Chinese means forever young, and it's something that the seniors have taken to in Taiwan to help call attention to the fact that seniors are active, and seniors also have dreams and wishes and other things that they want to do in their lives, and they may be old, but they're not a situation to where they can't pursue their dreams. This Bilal movement has inspired a documentary called Go Grand Riders, and you can check that out on I think the title of the movie is Dreams Never Get Old. And the website is gograndriders.com, GoGrandriders.com. And it's a very interesting website talking about the documentary and how it came about. And the movie opens in New York on October 25th, and it's something that is going to draw attention to seniors here in this country in relation to how active they are, which is very important to note. As the baby boomers age and get old and get older in this country and start utilizing more services and have some different needs, there's going to be a lot of attention paid to how we need to take care of the seniors and the elderly. But the Grand Riders say we don't really need someone to take care of us. We just need people to listen to us and to understand that we have dreams and aspirations as well. So the Grand Riders are on the move again in Taiwan right now, and Tammy Newman is with them. It's actually a day earlier in Taiwan, so it's 8:41 in the morning. They had just had a press conference about their recent trip and their current trip, and Tammy and her partner Kathy are right along with them as Silver Dawn. Silver Dawn, Senior Friendly Cities, is an organization that helps educate municipalities and businesses on dementia-friendly practices. So as they recognize that as the baby boomers are getting older, there's going to be more and more of them and their families that are going to have to deal with and cope with Alzheimer's dementia or other types of dementia. And Silver Dawn's focus is helping those businesses and cities understand how to work with folks with dementia and also understand how to get those folks services so they can age in place, as we just talked about at the beginning of the program, and stay healthy and happy and at home for as long as they possibly can. So it's a great cause, Silver Dawn, and you might they've been making some great strides in education, and you might actually see them in a city near you. And if you have a chance to go see their presentation and hear about their company, you can do that. You can also visit their website, and it's posted on our Facebook page as well. SilverDawnSFC.com. SilverDawnSFC, standing for Senior Friendly Cities.com. You can go there and check out what they have going on, the presentations that they have scheduled, and all the great content, blog content they have, including a Sunday soapbox in which they really advocate for a return to respect and dignity for the seniors here in this country and helping promote their long-term health and wellness. So again, check that out on SilverDawn.com. If you're curious about the Fisher Report, this was kind of like a hour-long Fisher Report tonight, but you can get content for the Fisher Report at thefisherreport.com. It's a website where we talk about the latest healthcare news and trends and how that applies to you moving forward. So thefisherreport.com can help you with that. And it's going to be a good read for you you know, every other day we have something up, so I hope you come by and check that out. You can also check out the Fisher Report on Facebook as well. And you can interact with the show on Twitter, which is by using the hashtag CIC Live, or tweeting us at Care Radio. When I said the Fisher Report on Twitter as well, at Fisher Report. And don't forget the CFISCHER report. And you can interact with us, and we'd be happy to talk with you and get you any resources that you might need to help you and your the senior you're caring for age in place and be happy and healthy. So it looks like we're going to be without Tammy Newman on the show tonight. I was planning on having her for part of the segment here tonight. So we will probably get done a little early this evening. Again, you can visit us at our Facebook page as well as SilverDawnSFC.com and also conversations-in-care.com. Check those websites out, and they have great resources for our folks who are looking for support and stories of that will help be uplifting for them as they're caring for their folks at home. So again, I'd like to thank our title sponsor, The Point at Kilpatrick. We appreciate your help. Our other sponsors, Culinary Care, Peace Hospice, Seniors Blue Book, and TheBeats.org. We appreciate your support as well. So that is all for Conversations in Care tonight. I want to thank you for allowing me to guest host. Apologize for any of the prank calls that we had there. I will research the New York question and have that information for your folks next week. So as my friend and host, regular host of Conversations in Care would say, thank you for listening and be well.